In 2017, the PNG government bought land outside its capital city, Port Moresby, from a questionable company for 46 million kina, 18.3 million Australian dollars, to build a new naval base. The deal itself became controversial, involving two state ministers, departmental secretaries, and state-owned company executives. Everyone involved in the deal at the time was suspended pending an administrative inquiry to be carried out by a Brisbane-based lawyer. PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has presented the administrative inquiry report in the last parliament sitting, but it hasn't been released to the public. Transparency International PNG Chairman Lawrence Stevens says the report must be released because it cost the taxpayers nearly 800,000 Australian dollars.
After all the hype, after all the promises, after being told initially there would be a commission of inquiry and then being told it would be an administrative inquiry but the details would be presented to Parliament, and now we find they're being presented to Parliament but we can't get to even see them. It's deeply disturbing, and we're wondering what on earth is in them.
The PNG public have gone onto social media asking the government to release the report. Two ministers got sidelined in February last year, and now State Enterprise Minister William Duma and Petroleum Minister Dr. Fabian Pork. Mr. Stevens says the government shouldn't protect their own interests.
A simple administrative oversight that the Prime Minister has overlooked the need for the general public to have access to these documents. We would like to think that. Or perhaps there are people around the Prime Minister who would prefer that the public not look at the documents. There's always that possibility.
The ABC has tried to retrieve a copy of the Manu Manu Administrative Inquiry Report from the Government Printing Office, but they said the report will be released by PNG's Chief Secretary Isaac Lupari as the custodian of commissions of inquiries. But Mr. Lupari says he'll leave it to the Prime Minister to decide.
You know, I come from old school. I stick with protocol, so that's not my space to talk about Manu Manu. Let the PM come in. He's made a statement on the floor of Parliament. That's within his ambit.
The ABC has contacted the office of the PNG Prime Minister for a comment, but is yet to hear from them.